Good morning, everyone. My name is Juan Carlos Melgar from Clemson University, and this research study was a collaboration with the Agricultural Institute, Agricultural Research Institute in Valencia, Spain. Consuelo Penella was a PhD student that came to Clemson University for a research abroad, and we put together this study on the response of water stress young peach trees to foliar applications of ascorbic acid. Well, as everybody knows, after a few talks on drought stress and water deficit, water availability is critical for many herbaceous crops, but also for fruit tree growing. Particularly, there are several stages. We could talk about shoot growth, flowering, and some stages in fruit growth. That are very critical, and it's well known. In recent years, there are several studies that are showing that exogenous applications of biochemicals, being biochemicals, natural compounds, are helping or are increasing water stress tolerance in herbaceous crops. However, there are very scarce, very limited number of articles in fruit tree species. One of the biochemicals that is proven to improve water stress tolerance is ascorbic acid, that can reduce the effect of reactive oxygen species, basically because of the four hydroxyl groups in the molecule that can donate hydrogen to this reactive oxygen species. As I was saying, there are very few studies on deciduous trees under water stress or their responses after rewatering, and we thought that this could be very interesting in young trees because, well, in our climate in South Carolina, same thing in Georgia, that are the second and third producer of peaches. When peach trees are planted, as you can see here, they don't have irrigation. Like they normally, growers normally put irrigation in the second year. So, I mean, we don't normally get a drought, but if you have a bad year that year, these trees can suffer water deficit. Something similar happens or would happen for nurseries, which young trees for nurseries are very valuable trees. And so if you hit some water deficit, either because of weather or because of you have limited irrigation, having the possibility of applying an exogenous biochemical, if that can help, that's the goal of this project. So we used one-year-old peach trees. The varieties were Scarlet Prince and Carrot Tiger. They are these ones you can see here. And they were grafted onto guardian rootstock. And we have five treatments. We have well-watered trees that never receive ascorbic acid. And they will have the positive control, well-watered trees with ascorbic acid. Then when our trees, we left some trees without irrigating, the water-stressed trees, and when they fell below, when the soil volumetric water content fell below 50% of the controls, then we did our first applications of ascorbic acid. So we have some without ascorbic acid, then some with ascorbic acid, as I said, below the 50% of the controls, soil volumetric water content. And then 1 week later, we repeated a second application in some of those trees. So we divided the treatment four into two, and we continued with half of the trees with ascorbic acid, only one application, but half of the trees with two applications. 1 week later, 1 week after the second applications, all trees were watered to field capacity. And our ascorbic acid concentration was always 250 ppm. We measured gas exchange, water potential, and some biochemical responses, and these are the results. Well, first of all, the color codes here is going to be always the same. Like the purple color will be the well-watered trees, and the orange color will be the drought-stressed trees. And again, as I said, we have with and without, and among the throat stress, with, without, and with, two applications. Basically, this was a pattern, and I'm showing here 16 hours after the second application, you know, and kind of like as a model, we'll see now the whole graph. But kind of like to see it in an easy way, this was the most common pattern. Like we started seeing how the drug stress with ascorbic acid in scarlet prints was similar to controls, and drug stress without or with two applications tended to be lower. And something similar happened with the stomatic conductance. Like the drug stress with ascorbic acid was always more similar to the controls. Now, if we see the whole picture again, that was only after 16 hours. Like we applied always ascorbic acid in the evening so that there is no disruption by light. It was in January, so I mean it wasn't that we had, and in the greenhouse we didn't have such cold temperatures. No, but we applied in the evening and then we measured the following morning. That's 16 hours, and that pattern continued along the second week. Again, this was after the first week. This is the second week, and as you can see, the drought stress. Okay, well here we have again. Well waters would be the purple lines. These are the drought stress. And the solid lines are the ones with acid, with ascorbic acid. The dotted lines are the ones with without ascorbic acid. And this double line is the one with two applications of ascorbic acid. So as you can see, the drought stress with ascorbic acid was the one that was more similar to the controls, even though with the positive control we have a little bit of significant differences. But the most interesting part for scatter prints was that when we did the rewatering 1 week after the last application, both drought stress with one and two applications of ascorbic acid performed the same way as controls. So whereas the one without ascorbic acid was significantly lower. No? And same thing happened with stomatic conductance. It went up in the case of the double application of ascorbic acid. Now, when we went to Karatiger, the other variety, we didn't see significant differences for most of the period, only here in one of the dates. And at the end of the, after the rewatering, it was the one that had two applications of ascorbic acid, the one that increased its levels up to the same as controls. And similar thing with stomatic conductance. They were not showing significant differences. We saw this trend of this one again going up, but again, there were not significant differences. So basically, we could summarize this as with these two sentences, that ascorbic acid improved gas exchange parameters in scarlet prints during stress and after rewatering. And in Karatigers, only two applications of ascorbic acid improve photosynthesis after rewatering. What's importance of this for growers? Well, it may not be that you need to, I mean, you may have a shortage of water, and if you cannot apply water for these 2 weeks, maybe this application of ascorbic acid will help you, will restore the status of your trees as the controls after the rewatering. So it can help definitely after the watering. And why did we see these differences between varieties? Well, when we checked stem water potential, their water status, we saw that the drought stress without ascorbic acid for scarlet prints was about minus 1.7, whereas the controls were about minus 1.1, which is getting into the, I mean, it's deficient water status. Now, for the Karatigers, they never, even though the soil water content was similar, always below 20%, they never went that low as the scarlet prints. So definitely there are some varietal differences in water tolerance, water stress tolerance. Then we measure some biochemical responses. We were interested in catalase activity. Most of you know catalase is an enzyme that catalyzes hydrogen peroxide into water and oxygen. Hydrogen peroxide is one of those reactive oxygen species and is involved in signaling. It's a signaling intermediate that promotes stomatal closure. So it's very important for water stress. No? And so we saw how the catalyst activity for the drought stress with ascorbic acid increased dramatically compared to the ones without ascorbic acid. So catalyst was working there, hydrogen peroxide was being degraded. And in Karo-Tiger, we kind of like follow the same pattern that we saw with photosynthesis and stomatal conductance. It was the drought stress with two applications of ascorbic acid, the one that worked the best. Then we measured lipid peroxidation by measuring the malondialdehyde. As probably you know too, lipid peroxidation is like the oxidative degradation of lipids, so it has implications on disruption of cell membranes and cell death. And again, same pattern. We saw how drought stress with ascorbic acid for Scarlet Prince was the one that decreased lipid peroxidation the most to levels similar to controls. Whereas in Karo-Tiger was the second application, the one that was the most effective. So our conclusions were that ascorbic acid improved gas exchange parameters in water stressed peach trees during stress and or after rewatering, depending on the varieties. Ascorbic acid increased catalyst activity and decreased peroxidation of lipids in water stressed trees. And exogenous applications of ascorbic acid could be used as a management tool for trees to cope with these suboptimal water conditions levels in young peach trees. I want to thank the opportunity from the projects that funded Consuelo Penella to come to my lab. Those projects are from the Spanish National Institute for Agriculture and Food Research and Technology and the European Regional Fund. Then Dr. Gasic for the facilities, for helping with the greenhouse facilities, and to Jeff Hopkins and David Owlett from Clemson University Master Research Fund that help us also with all the transplanting trees and managing the trees. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer. Thank you. The question was if we saw any difference in growth, any observation in growth. We didn't. We measured leaf area, and there were not and leaf thickness and some growth parameters like those in foliar growth, and we didn't see anything. We also measured, I didn't include it here, but we also measured chlorophyll fluorescence determinations, and there was nothing either, so it seems that the photosynthetic system wasn't affected.
The ascorbic acid that you put in, did you include anything else with that, like a wetting agent, or just spray ascorbic acid sprayed on?
The question was if we added any wetting agent or if it was just ascorbic acid, and yes, we didn't include anything, it was just ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. No more questions? Thank you.